I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Good afternoon. About 50 people were detained in various cities in Spain during overnight riots last night against quarantine measures. Clashes with the police took place in Madrid, Logroño, Bilbao, Santander, Malaga and other cities. In Madrid, protesters were trying to block one of the central streets, setting waste containers on fire and building barricades. According to municipal authorities, 30 people were detained in the capital and 3 police officers were injured. Another 6 people were detained in Logroño and 7 police officers were injured in clashes. Anti-quarantine protests also took place in several cities in the Basque Country, including Bilbao, San Sebastian and Victoria, where 7 people were detained. At least 5 protesters were arrested in Santander. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has criticised anti-lockdown protesters and those who complain about restrictive measures during the pandemic, accusing them of being selfish. The Pope said there has been an increase in those who have thought only of themselves and argued there must be a change. The Pontiff said there is still hope as there are those who instead take responsibility towards others and look for a solution so no one is left behind. A protest march in Arguineguin, a village of some 2,500 residents on Gran Canaria, took place on Saturday. Since late August, the village has become an involuntary centre for immigrants from Africa. Over 1,300 are crowded at an emergency port facility meant to hold no more than 600. Local authorities estimate that around 1,100 people marched in a protest that had been organised by the neighbourhood association. During the demonstration, some protesters asked for more aid for the migrants, but many others used terms such as illegal and invaders. There was also many calls for the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to resign. Around 12,000 African migrants have arrived in the Canary Islands this year. Last week alone, there were 1,400 new arrivals. The situation is causing tension between the regional government and the central authorities and anger among the local population. A man has been seriously injured after being stabbed with a knife in Lanzarote. Emergency services were called to a home in Arrecife in the early hours of yesterday morning to report that a person had been stabbed after a fight. It's understood 6 people were involved in the altercation, which police were able to resolve. The victim was taken to hospital in a serious condition. The National Police have launched an investigation. The Minister of Public Administration announced on Saturday that the Junta de Andalucía has approved the project to expand the Costa del Sol Hospital, with an investment of some €75 million planned. He explained that the main goal is to update the project that had been left at a standstill by the previous administration. Whilst this project is being developed, the Costa del Sol Health Agency, which manages the hospital, is reforming the emergencies department and the outpatients area, which will be accompanied by new equipment to increase capacity. 4 small earthquakes were felt last night just before 9 p.m, ranging from 1.2 to 2.6 magnitude. They all had their epicentres out to sea off the Torrevieja coast. There were no reports of injury or damage. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.